What's up, you guys? It's The List Goes On. It's just me. We're going to take a different approach with this as opposed to the typical Q&A format that we have over here. There'll be another Q&A this week, so don't worry about that. I just got done with a big Q&A over on Fightful as well, so check that out. So you'll be chock full of Q&As this week between today and Ask Grapsody, I think tomorrow, maybe? Jimmy's this past week, mine this weekend. But if you guys have questions about the media process or like how things are when I go to these shows, feel free to ask. But AEW Lexington last week, I was so happy. I live a few miles from Rupp Arena now. I wanted to be in a city for so long, and Lexington is perfect size for me. But last week was particularly interesting because, you know, there's a lot of stuff happening around town. Like, best friends were at KS Bar. I was there. Went and hung out with Matt Jones, who people in Kentucky know as the Kentucky Sports Radio guy. He's on TV all the time, but we had some conversations. He owns OVW. There were Brody King and Ethan Page at Toy Vomit. So I went and visited my good friends over there at Toy Vomit. Got to see Ethan Page. It was the first time I had met Brody King. He was wonderful. But I encourage people to check out stuff like that. But I really, really love when I see, like, my city reacting so well to pro wrestling. And I know a lot of people like look at Cincinnati and they're like, oh, you're a Cincy guy. Kind of. I've been there hundreds and hundreds of times, but I've never lived in Cincinnati or Northern Kentucky, but it was the city for me, that in Lexington. So last week, you know, I'm picking up some friends that are back and forth, airports, hotels, all that good stuff, hanging out with those people, went and socialized with some AEW people and, hung out with some friends, Allie Albright, who had her debut match this week against Billy Starks. That was really cool. It was a lot of fun. It was a good time. Wednesday, we transport the Fightful Awards. And let me tell you, we spent a good amount on those awards. And it was very important for us to do that because that was a lot of my vision. I wanted to show these talent that we're reporting stories about them, positive, negative, indifferent, that they matter to us and that we want to celebrate their positives. Also wanted to show them that you guys care about them. The audience cares about them. They voted. Like, that stuff is very, very important to us. So I wanted to give them something that was above most of the other awards in wrestling. No disrespect to them. And it was past due for us to finally do those, right? So we spent a lot of money on those. And we ask each company, hey, who wants these? WWE hit us up. They're like, okay, these people want them. Didn't hear back from these people. Everybody in AEW wanted theirs. So we had boxes and boxes. I brought them on a dolly with a bungee strap. Met AEW's PR guy there. We go downstairs to backstage. And I'm not allowed to walk around backstage for obvious reasons. So I get my dolly back. And then we have since seen the pictures of it. And man, I got emotional seeing the Mark Briscoe one where, like, he, even him taking the time out of a day like that to pose with those and Jay's with FTR was very, very special to me. And I will always appreciate that. I will always appreciate AEW for making that happen. And I appreciate Mark Briscoe for making sure that Jay's wife gets that. That was very flattering. We saw MJF with his. He wanted CM Punk's Feud of the Year trophy as well. so he could hold that. He didn't get it. I think we can get it to Punk because Lars Fredrickson works with us and they're buddies. But also, it did make me very happy to see them on Being the Elite. And I was especially happy that Brandon Cutler got the award, like that the Young Bucks gave it to him for all the work that he puts in there. I told one of his friends this past week, like, hey, anybody, whoever they decide gets it can have it, but I think that Brandon Cutler should have it. But then again, I'm not the one there. Obviously, we couldn't get everybody from Being the Elite trophies. That'd be forever. Like, that'd take, like, so much money. But I was very happy with that, and we still got to send out awards to, I think, Cody and Cardona and Chelsea, Alley Cat, like a ton of people, hoping that we see like Jade Cargill and some others with them as well. So that would be very, very nice. Hooks actually came late, so I had to get that over to the arena to him. But yeah, I was very happy with that and very happy with the reaction and reception to it as well. We had a ton of people share acceptance speeches. So that made me very happy. I ran into RJ City first thing when I got there. Oh boy, that was a conversation. That was a fun one. Ran into Ethan Page in the lobby as well. That was cool. But we did the AEW show. Somebody said Jade had one on her Twitter or Instagram. Really? I don't think so. If she did, buddy, show me. I would love that. I would absolutely love that. I don't think so, though. But please, drop a link if she did. Absolutely. But then, you know, I didn't have any interviews this week. I didn't have any interviews set up. I would love to have that more often on FIFA. I'd love to have more interviews in person, like in my hometown. But considering we were trying to get the awards just kind of solidified and all that, I was like, we won't worry about that. I got a bunch of interviews coming to Fightful with San Antonio and the Rumble and all that stuff anyway. But went to the show, got there, got upgraded by a friend who I've known for 15 years that works at Rupp Arena, but also enjoyed the show. It was a very special show that I hope we never have to see again, because that was, oh boy, that was an absolute tragedy. That was heartbreaking. That was a bummer. But it was also something special that we saw. And man, there were not a lot of dry eyes there in that arena, but that experience was good. I left, took a few people to the airport with me that had flights near the same time as me, and immediately headed over to San Antonio the next day. So I went to Dallas, to San Antonio. There was a community event that I missed Thursday that had a couple interview opportunities, but early Friday, we had a media junket. Now, this was particularly interesting because you had Street Profits, Austin Theory there. They had to be at SmackDown that night, then back to the Rumble. So they went from wherever they were to San Antonio, to Lubbock, to San Antonio, to wherever they went for Raw. Unreal. We had Doudrop there. That was a big hint that she was coming back. And I even like prodded her a little bit. I was like, man, come on. Come on. What are we doing here? We know you're coming back. We know the drill. Dominic was a great interview. Did it in character. And I said, hey, do you want to do it in character? And he's like, man, I'll do whatever you want. I'm here to do media, so whatever you want. And it was great. Interviewed Austin Theory, and like this fight, quote unquote, almost broke out with Judgment Day and Street Profits. It was fantastic. Wait till you guys see that. It was a blast. Did the one with Mia Yim, and of course we have our fun and troll each other a little bit. That's a good time. Get to go back to the hotel, rest up for about a half an hour. Then we got another event, a Special Olympics event. These events are my favorite to do. I just love doing these. So my wife, I don't talk a lot about her on the air because people are weirdos and try to pry into personal life. She's a special education teacher. My sister is autistic, and I've worked with a lot of special needs charities for a long time. So I love getting to go to Special Olympics stuff. Really, really love it. And this was so cool to see. Titus loves doing this. There was one particular NIL athlete that was there, Abby Jacobs, who was just killing it. And I had multiple people that were there with WWE say, look at her. Abby Jacobs just signed her NIL deal. She wanted to come here. She is doing great. She was leading in stretches. She was dancing with the kids, teaching them how to lift. They feel like she can translate really, really well to WWE. But also there's Keldon Johnson of the San Antonio Spurs, who found out there was an event there. He had just got off the plane from LA. And he's like, well, I want to go. WWE Special Olympics, sign me up. And he went there and then did an impromptu junket as well. And it was really, really great because it was so cool because, like, I'm a UK fan, Kentucky Wildcats. He went to college at Kentucky. So I got to ask him, like, okay, who would be your manager, Greg Popovich or John Calipari? And he goes, oh, John Calipari by far would be my coach. That was a very cool experience. Interviewed Titus, interviewed Chad Gable. I got to talk about Chad Gable, about amateur wrestling. Dana Brooke, who I really like, and I actually met her fiance, Yuli Diaz, who is an MMA fighter that I have interviewed in the past as well. So that was very, very cool. Sarah Schreiber is there. She is so good at hosting these events. But Otis was short on time. So myself and Demon Diva from Lucha Libre Online did like a combo interview, which is already out. Love being on screen with Demon Diva. She's a great friend of mine and has been since before anybody knew who the hell I was. So that was very, very cool. Otis is hilarious, man. Like, he's just out there talking about Mandy's boobs in the middle of our interview. I was like, okay, then. So that night, there was an NIL dinner that I didn't get to go to, but had a bit of a little secret scoops meeting. Handled that. You know, did that thing. Got some news. Some Rumble news. Was doing all that. The next morning, we have a WWE 2K event. Now, some of this information is embargoed until Thursday, so I can't show you screens or anything, but Denise and I played, and I whipped Denise's ass. I think her footage is corrupted, but it would show you me beating her ass at WWE 2K23. Got to play a little bit, played a little smooth. There was one copy that locked up a little bit, but it's an early build. I spoke with Brian Williams of 2K. I spoke with New Day for a brief skit, as well as, who else? Bobby Lashley. But I got a couple other interviews. Got Seth Rollins, which, I mean, you guys saw stuff where he talked to Nick Hausman. So we're sitting there, myself and Denise, and we see Nick Hausman interviewing Rollins. And Nick Hausman's a phenomenal interviewer. Like, he has no icebreakers at all. He just, what do you think of CM Punk? And boy, did Seth Rollins let us know what he thought about CM Punk. And we're like looking like, holy shit. And Nick even looks at us like, look at this gold I'm getting, buddies. I loved it. Like, you'll see Nick looking off camera at us even. And me and Denise are like, oh shit. And even Seth goes, everybody's looking at me saying, did he really say that? Yeah, I really said that. Oh man, that was something to behold. Omos was there. He's much shorter in person. I towered over him. But they also gave us a nice breakfast and all that stuff because we're there early. Most of the time when you're there doing that, it is just got some muffins for you, pal. Here you go. Now, these events compared to the other events were WWE PR based, and they had a big shakeup. Adam Hopkins was gone. These were set up, I think, largely by Adam Hopkins. So I guess we won't really see how smooth they run. It was a much smaller environment, even though there's a lot of media for some of these. But I think we're going to feel Adam Hopkins' like departure at WrestleMania time. But the one Saturday morning was 2K. So we did that, and it was all 2K PR. Now, the media situation was a lot different because if you were at that 2K event, you're also in the press box for Royal Rumble. And it's a much younger press box when it's 2K people because you got a lot of gamers and a lot of streamers. And I just loved the streamers that I met. Like, I had a really good time there. I met people from New Legacy Inc. I met Brandon, who you guys have seen me kind of chirping with a little bit, which was a lot of fun. Miss Thickums, met her. That was wonderful. Luigi, so if you guys are familiar with her, she had a game where you just press a button and it would say, Jabroni! And I would annoy the shit out of my wife with that. So I got her to film a little video, troll my wife. But they were all in the press box too. So like when Dakota Kai would come out, she's big in the gaming community. She would get a big pop there. It's a little more subdued usually, but to me, I don't care. However you want to cover pro wrestling, more power to you. Loved everybody I met at that 2K thing. There were a lot of great people there, especially a lot of great people that I think, you know, they could be doing what I'm doing. They could be breaking scoops and be really, really good at that as well. But I just had a blast at that 2K event and getting to hang out with some of those people in the press box. Dave LaGreca was up there. Sam Roberts was up there. Seahawk was up there. Of course, our friend Demon Diva, Denise, is in there. Rick Aquino, who's a good friend of mine. Like, a lot of times I look at that and I go, oh, well, I wish I could be watching this with my friends. And then I go, well, damn, these are a lot of my friends. These are a lot of the people I talk to daily. So the post-show presser, that's a lot of fun too. WWE does a very professional setup, a very streamlined setup. And I did see the criticisms. There were some people saying, oh, well, you should have asked tougher questions. And I know that not necessarily when criticism is made towards media, that it's made towards me. But when people blanket statement that and say, wrestling media sucks, wrestling media is a lot of different things. Wrestling media is based on whatever that particular outlet is and what their assignment is. My particular goal for this day, I wanted to help accelerate some of our other platforms. Patreon's doing great. Twitter's doing great. YouTube is doing great. However, I want to push our TikTok. I want to push our Instagram. I want to push our Facebook. I want to push Fightful Scraps. That's very important to me. And I know that our press conference stuff is not going to be, one, exclusive, and two, live for us. So my goal was to get TikTok clips and Instagram reels. Generally, positive stuff or emotional stuff does that. So I asked Cody, your injury is going to be a point of entertainment for most people. How do you feel about that? And he gave me a really great answer about how he's not going to watch that match back. Rhea Ripley, I wanted to ask her about making history because I noticed a lot of stuff like that does very well. As it turns out, not only is the Rhea Ripley clip our most successful in TikTok and in our TikTok's history, it is like times three. So I'm very happy with that. I did not get a question with Triple H. Had I got a question with Triple H, I was going to say, how is the creative process without Vince and how much has he suggested to you? There were a lot of people that go, they didn't ask about Vince. They're scared to lose access. I guarantee you nobody there is scared to lose access. We do not make money from these trips. We do not make money from these interviews. I lose money doing most of these interviews, even with a Nord sponsor. It ain't going to make up the amount that Fightful spent to bring us out there. It just ain't going to happen. Denise pays her own way too. It would not be a big kick in the head there. But the first three people that they asked for questions were, one, somebody from The Bump. He ain't asking about Vince. Two, Fox Sports. Ain't asking about Vince. Three, a former contributor to WWE Magazine. That's 75% of the questions. So I get, and I'm all for criticism, but also I'm with criticism with context and not blanket statementing everybody by saying, the wrestling media, blaming the media, whether it be politics, news, sports, or wrestling, I think is very, very lazy. If you want to call people out, call the individuals out, message them, say, hey, The Bump, why didn't you ask about Vince McMahon? They're going to say, well, because that wasn't the assignment. Other people have other assignments. There were press conferences and media calls. I'd ask about the Royal Rumble in the middle of the year because I had a Royal Rumble feature to work on. You never know that person's assignment. You never know what it is they might need to do or have to do. But this stuff where everybody's scared to lose access. No. I wrote 7,000 words about how much last year's Royal Rumble sucked and how toxic Vince McMahon was, about all of his sexual assault allegations, about the hush money allegations. I broke more news on that than anybody else in wrestling outside of the Wall Street Journal who was fed that news. And I have not had any problems getting access. They don't care that much. And if they do, guess who's going to be the first person saying, what the fuck? Why did you keep access from this person for doing their job? So there's the FYI. There you go. We did our post show after that. So I drove Denise and Demon Diva to where they were staying. But before that, I was like, hey, let's swing by our hotel. Let me pop on this post show with Will and Nick, who I thought just did an incredible job, just a fantastic job. But jumped on there for about 20 minutes. It was a good time. Really, really enjoy it. Somebody said, would Fightful staff become the unofficial car service to AEW? I just drove somebody who, I don't even know if they're signed to AEW, but just somebody who was around. That's it. Not that big of a deal. I ain't sitting there running as a shuttle for them. If anybody has that picture of Jade with the Fightful Award, please let me know. Guys, thank you all so much. It's been a long week. We're getting that news out to you. Until next time, we're out.